So who's pushing for this bill that would allow the state to authorize charters and effectively bypass the school boards in Nashville and Memphis?
The woman behind the curtain is Beth Harwell, the Speaker of the House. She represents a fairly affluent part of Nashville. The bill doesn't actually have her name on it, but the proposal is certainly hers. And it's a direct response to a respected charter school organization from out of state that wanted to start some schools in Nashville.
And that would be Arizona-based Great Hearts Academies.
Correct. The group was turned down by the Nashville School Board, appealed to the state, but the board ultimately refused to reverse its decision. And Great Hearts has sort of become this poster child, but charter school advocates have long complained that it's an uphill battle when they're being vetted by the local school board. They argue that these local boards have a conflict of interest. It's about the money. The money follows the kids. So if a charter opens, they're essentially taking away from traditional schools, yet it doesn't necessarily get any cheaper to run these existing schools.
So Democrats and even a Republican or two, they brought up the point that, well, this might actually take some control away from local boards.
Yes, and Speaker Harwell has a tricky time navigating around this ideal that many Republicans hold, that local control is best. So I asked her to explain.
You constantly say, you know, the best government is the government that's closest to the people. This seems to fly in the face of that.
No, I don't think it does. You know, I believe that we have a responsibility in this state to allow the most local person to have an option here. And the local person here is the parent. And I had a lot of parents, not only in my district, but others, that wanted this option within our public school system.
So Harwell says this is about options, but why does the bill only target Memphis and Nashville? I mean, there are charter schools in other parts of the state. Knoxville and Chattanooga, they have charters as well?
A few, but most of the charters are in the two biggest cities, and that's the reason Harwell gives for limiting the legislation. But Democrats ask, why not statewide, right? You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? The reality is a broader bill would have a much tougher time passing. Rural and even suburban school districts, primarily represented by Republicans, don't want charters popping up in their backyards either without some local say-so. In the last few weeks, we've seen the first charter school proposal for Williamson County, a place with high-performing schools just south of Nashville. The superintendent there doesn't want it, says a charter would drain money from the schools he's running now.
So the state authorizer, in effect, it would actually be the State Board of Education. How do they feel about taking on this extra responsibility?
Oh, the head of the state board says he'll make it work, but he's not a big fan. I mean, it's not like authorizing a charter school is just a matter of a few people taking a vote. There's this extensive vetting process. Then after a charter's approved, someone's got to make sure it's performing well and even shut it down if it's not.
So is there enough pushback in the legislature to keep this from passing?
Certainly not enough Democrats to make a real stand, and it's doubtful enough Republicans would buck their own leadership. Nashville Mayor Carl Dean, who was a big Great Hearts fan, he wants this state authorizer, but probably he's outnumbered by elected officials in Nashville who are opposed, and that includes a majority of the school board.
All right. Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director. He joins us at the start of each week to talk about what's happening at the state capitol.